Our Best Every Day is a podcast from Grady County Schools. I'm Michael Best, Chief Operations Officer for Grady County School System, and I'm the host of this weekly informational podcast that features our amazing students, teachers, and administrators sharing how they give their best every day to Grady County Schools. And now, welcome to this week's podcast from Grady County Schools, Our Best Every Day. Welcome to our podcast, and this week our very special guest with us is the Director of Nutrition for Grady County Schools, Ms. Mallory Barrett. And Mallory, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
All right, so we're kind of wrapping up another school year, but your year just keeps rolling because now we move into a very big thing in our community, the summer feeding program. Now, you're over all of our nutrition programs, all of the lunchrooms in Grady County Schools, and one of the things you guys do every summer is you keep the food going, and there's fits a big need for people in Grady County because kids can come get breakfast and lunch, right?
Correct. So this summer we will be hosting summer feeding at Carroll High School. It'll run from June 2nd through June 26th, Monday through Thursday of each week. We will serve breakfast from 7:15 to 9, and lunch will be from 11 to 1. Anyone 18 and under can come and enjoy a free breakfast or lunch. So that's a little bit different from the regular school year, because generally during the school year it's just enrolled Grady County students. But summer feeding incorporates anyone 18 and under.
So they don't have to be a Grady County school student.
Correct.
Just got to be 18 or under.
Correct.
Well, that's good. And, you know, there's so much talk with politics in the world and governments and things changing. Big rumor got out that, hey, you know, they're cutting, and the rumor got out this was cut, but that is not true.
That is not correct.
So we are going to have the summer feeding. We will have breakfast and lunch. And, you know, with the publicity of shutting down the Department of Education, the next thing that comes along is all these programs are going to be cut. But they're actually, most of these programs are being transferred to another department. I think your department is going to move to the Department of Agriculture, I think, is what I heard.
Possibly.
And so one of the things that we're very fortunate to have in Grady County is, you know, school year-round, kids don't have to pay for lunch or breakfast either.
Correct.
Used to be that there, you know, you just had to fill out forms, you had to qualify, and certain students got free lunch, everybody else had to pay. But if you're a Grady County student, during the school year, you get free breakfast and free lunch, and that'll continue again this coming year.
That is correct. Through the community eligibility program, all of Grady County school students eat breakfast and lunch at no cost to them. And we've been operating that program since 2014-ish, so over 10 years.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard of anything of them doing away with that program. So,
yeah,
fingers crossed that will continue.
And you never know when you're dealing with the government, you know, what's going to – but right now, everything looks like it's on to continue that. So talk a little bit about what – with the summer feeding program, what kind of lunches, breakfasts they can expect to have.
So one reason why we usually house at a school is because I like the idea of a hot breakfast and a hot lunch rather than sack lunches all the time. So we will do like a traditional hot meal. So at breakfast there will be – 2 entree choices along with grits or oatmeal each day, 2 fruits, cold milk, several choices of milk. And then at lunch, we kind of follow the same thing. There will be 2 hot entrees, 2 hot vegetables, salad bar, 2 fruit options, and cold milk options.
Well, it sounds pretty good. And like you say, it's just not a sack lunch you're going to throw out there and say, here, you know, eat a sandwich. But it sounds like a good meal for both breakfast and lunch. And one other thing with the nutrition program being, I guess, financed by the federal government. Anytime you're dealing with federal government, anytime you're dealing with government in that way, there's a lot of strings attached to things, and you have to follow a lot of protocols and a lot of rules. And I know a lot of times, you know, people don't quite understand, well, why can't you do this? Why can't you do that? And you guys are, everything is very closely monitored with everything you do.
Correct.
In fact, y'all just had a y'all have like a they come in and
administrative review, yes sir,
and you guys always do great with that. So they come in and just check, be sure you're serving what you're supposed to be serving, do what you're supposed to be doing.
Yes sir.
So a lot involved in that as well. So talk a little bit about your job, your responsibility over all of the lunchrooms in Grady County. So you know, how do you decide the meals? How do you just plan, you know, things like that for every school? I know it's a huge undertaking.
So the State Department, well, really the federal government, puts out a meal pattern that we are required to follow. So based on that meal pattern, it tells me what vegetable subgroups I have to serve. It tells me how many meats I have to serve, how many grains, whole grains might I add, and then it tells me how many fruit I have to serve. So I follow that meal pattern, and then we just kind of take student feedback and try to plan it based off of what they like. So generally I have a high school menu, a middle school menu, and then we have an elementary and pre-K menu, because pre-K also has a separate meal pattern that they have to follow. So I plan all the menus for all of the schools. I have to follow a procurement process where all of our items have to be bid. So that takes up a good bit of time because that has to be done each year. Then just putting out fires, making sure the kitchens are operating as they should, making sure my ladies are following the rules as they should, like making sure each student receives a reimbursable meal. The list just goes on and on.
A lot of red tape.
A lot of red tape.
A lot of stuff tied to that, for sure. And then another thing, I know that, you know, with that comes all those guidelines, but I know when I was a principal, you know, kids can bring a lunch from home, but they have to bring it from home. It can't be sent into the school. There's always a little controversy about that, and it can jeopardize food for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to follow those guidelines, follow those rules. It's not just that, you know, we want to be hard to get along with, or we want to, you know, cause problems. We want to be able to provide for everybody, but also follow the guidelines and do what we're supposed to do, so it, you know, it doesn't jeopardize what you guys are doing. And they can get, you know, snacks and other things, but there's guidelines for that too about nutritional values.
Correct.
So, well, it's a huge undertaking. And you do it seamlessly. I mean, that's, you know, my experience of being in the district office from this standpoint. You know, I know one time I think a parent called about a bruised peach one time. If that's the least of our problems, you know, I told her, well, I'm sure they'll get you another peach. Go by and see them.
Yes, but, sir.
I mean, you guys do a great job, and you feed a lot of kids. About how many kids do y'all feed during a school year a day? Gosh, we got 4,000, so you feed at least 4,000.
Right. At breakfast, we probably feed pretty close to 2,000 breakfast meals a day between the six schools. Lunch, we're probably feeding 3,500-ish per day.
Wow. And then back, thinking back to the days of COVID when we were at home, and I think about how you undertook that job of still, because we kept feeding people. And the lunches that were fixed and the meals that were prepared. And we literally were just, I think, Janet
passing them out from a school bus.
Yeah, and at one point, Janet Walden said, we're building the plane while we're flying it, because we started one way and said, well, we're going to change it this way. But it just all kept falling together. And you're right. Literally, we were pulling school buses up into neighborhoods and giving food out. And that's the one thing I know that, you know, people need to keep in mind in a community like ours here in the rural South, there's a lot of kids that aren't going to eat if a school system doesn't feed them.
That's right.
It's just a fact.
That's right.
You know, it's something that you don't want to, you know, have to think about, but you have to think about that there are hungry children out there that may not get an opportunity to eat if you don't feed them.
That's right. And so
the summer feeding program is so important, because if not, it could happen. There could be kids that go without food. Right here in Grady County. So it's important that you were able to get that going again. And so that's the main thing we wanted to do on this podcast today, is just quell the rumors that it hasn't been cut. We're doing the summer feeding program. Come to Cairo High School. Now, when will that start again?
June 2nd.
June 2nd. So we get out of school on 23rd, and then we have the holiday, and we come back the next week. And after that, it'll crank up. So you can come to Cairo High School and there to the lunchroom, 18 and under. You do not have to be a Grady County student, and you can come and get yourself a hot breakfast and a lunch Monday through Thursday through the summer, and then it'll be time to start school again, and we'll go back to feeding them in the lunchroom.
That's right.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Just shedding some light on that stuff. You do a tremendous job.
Thank you
for everything you do for our schools and for the nutrition program, because like I say, you run it seamlessly. I mean, I don't know how you pull it off, and you're always so calm.
Thank you.
You're always so calm, and I don't know how you do it, but thank you for what you do, and thank you for just, you know, our program is our best every day, so thanks for your best every day.
Thank you.
All right, so Mallory Barrett with us. She's the director of the nutrition program in the Grady County Schools, and we have summer feeding coming up this summer, and we want everybody to come out for that. You have to be 18 and under. You do not have to be a student in Grady County. Come to Cairo High School and get a hot breakfast and a hot lunch during the summer. So thank you, Mallory. And everybody, this is our last podcast of the school year. We'll crank back up again when school starts back. So thanks for tuning in to our best every day. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast, Our Best Every Day from Grady County Schools.